for Reality Schmeality episode 26. Six months of this.
It's awesome.
6 months.
I'm having so much fun.
I know. And you know what's funny is it's the gift that keeps on giving. I have Vanderpump Rule notes, of course, and that's what we started with.
It's crazy.
But we'll start with the Real Housewives of Orange County, and I want to work backwards.
Okay.
And I think this was part of the never-before-seen because it comes up on the screen for me. So it's something I saw that you didn't.
Oh.
But I need you to explain something to me at the end. But did you see, did included in yours was the fact that Vicky wears crotchless panties on there?
Yes.
Okay.
I
thought it popped up
after
that.
Very disturbing.
Well, then what it said never before seen after that was a whole discussion about the sex life of Vicky.
Okay, that was not it. I did not see the whole thing,
yeah,
thank
well,
God.
You didn't miss anything.
I don't want to. They you know, did show a picture.
Like I go to bed in a sweatshirt and sweatpants. And Vicky got onto her for that. And
yeah, no, that was not part of the regular episode.
Whoa.
No, I'm glad. Thank you for small favors.
Now explain the Shannon thing at the end with John. I don't understand.
So apparently Heather told Tamara and some other people on the show some secrets that Shannon had confided into Heather about her and John. And that's why she freaked out when it was about to come out what she had told Heather. And she said, no, this will ruin my relationship.
And
we don't know what it is yet. And we might not know. Of course, now we know that they are broken up.
Right.
But we also know they're now still friends.
Okay.
So they've gone out to dinner and stuff like that.
That
so
whole
it's
discussion
very...
about my house is too small and we're not together and blah, blah, blah. They've been together for how long?
They've been together for 3 years, okay. And I remember in the beginning thinking he was so great, and now I'm like, are you? There seems to be something we don't know about him, obviously.
You know, it seemed like the kids liked him, but maybe all of the kids didn't like him.
That could be, and of course,
and
David.
Maybe that's what the secret is.
Yeah, David was such a butthole. Can I say butthole
yes,
on a podcast?
You can absolutely say. I started off with crotchless panties.
I'm sure the kids thought, well, this guy at least isn't beating up mom or yelling at mom all the time. So,
right.
But I do think there's been some rumors that perhaps both he and Shannon have a drinking problem.
Yeah.
So I think that maybe that's what it is.
Well, and Shannon, I don't know. And that exactly is what would lead her back to David.
Right. Who's now going through a divorce.
You would have to be stone-cold drunk to want to be with that guy.
Right. Exactly. So, I don't know. I think it'll be very interesting. I hate when they do that. When they teased it last week and we thought we were going to find out. Now it says to be continued. And
yeah, that's what they do.
Yeah. But it's like the only really interesting thing on OC right now.
Yeah, because the rest of it, except for there was a little bit more of the private pick. I won't say that.
Right,
word.
Exactly.
There was a little bit more of that.
Jen needs to, like, grow a pair and tell them, this is nothing to do with you. This is the guy I've chosen to be with. If he's
right.
cheating on me, that's my problem, not yours. Leave me alone. But she doesn't know how to stand up to him because she could shut it down.
You know, and for the whole 75% of the show, it was like you said, it was just like, you know, kind of why are we here?
Right.
The girls
just
are...
a lot of repeat. Gina makes, you know, her pasta with jarred sauce. Don't we all?
Right.
You know, it's obvious that she's still in love with Matt. And, you know, you feel so bad for Travis. Isn't Matt her first husband's name?
Yes.
Is that right? And poor Travis. I mean, it's so obvious. Right?
You're right. You're right. You're
and
right.
then they're all beating up on Heather, and it drives me crazy. Although her wetsuit, did you see her entire wetsuit?
Yes.
She didn't put on a bathing suit? That was hilarious to me.
I mean, she is married to a plastic surgeon.
Well, and I mean, she has a great figure, but I think she really just did not want the water to touch any part of her, except her hands and her feet.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah, it was the brown water because everyone's self-tanner was coming off in the water.
Now, I'm assuming the Pacific Ocean is still cool over there because, like, the Gulf of Mexico and Florida, it's like over 100 degrees. It's like a hot tub. There's cooked fish coming up,
fish
washing up on shore.
So, yeah, just piece of advice, do not eat oysters from Florida because oysters in hot water like that, nasty. I will only eat oysters now from like very cold waters. Like they have to be like from up Nova north. Scotia, yeah. Like St. Edward's Island or something.
Well, and you know what? The most disappointing thing to me is I really like Emily.
And I do. Have you seen pictures of Emily lately?
Yes. Well, Ozempic.
Okay. Did you see that it broke on CNN that some people are having their stomachs be paralyzed after using Ozempic?
Yeah.
I'm not exactly sure.
It's not what it's for.
Right. You can't just inject something. No. It's just so bad. But yeah, she said she denied, of course, using Ozempic and said she had liposuction on her arms and that was it.
Well, I really no. like her. And then,
she's this big now.
And then she's, you know, and then her and What's-His-Face are getting along. Of course, that was good TV for a minute.
Okay, but I love the two of them now.
Oh, I know. He's funny. He was always funny, but he would do the stuff, and it would be like, dude, what's the matter with
right,
you?
Right, he was such a jerk to her years before. But now that he's actually working, and she is not, and he's providing, like, you can't just take all that away from a man. But when he goes, did Tamara take her top off? And she said, is the sky blue? Is the grass green? And he goes, is Shane good looking? And I was like, oh, my God, you two crack me up. You guys really crack me up.
Okay, there is an OC-related story that came out this week.
Ooh.
So Heather and Terry have bought a Beverly Hills mansion.
Is she going to be on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
I don't know, and you think about
that.
She'd
be so much better on that.
She would be better on that.
Because they wouldn't all be jealous of her.
But also, though, she brings kind of an element that is not in that group.
Yes, and here's what I say do. Okay, Andy, if you're listening, this is what I'm going to tell you to do.
Okay.
Put Heather on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yes.
Bring back Lisa Vanderpump.
Yes.
And get rid of the rest of them and put it on a whole new cast.
A whole new cast for the OC, except maybe you leave Tamara. Well, I don't know. Tamara and Emily.
After I was against what they did in New York, but now it's so refreshing to see.
I didn't even put New York in my notes. Why did I not put New York in my notes? Oh, because it's on Sunday night, and I watch it and get it out of the way.
I love it so
Yeah, second
much.
Week in a row. It's just.
I love it so much, and truly, truly, my favorite character is Jenna, the one with the glasses
yes.
who wears the pants, and she's tough, she's accomplished, but she's shown more vulnerability than I've ever seen.
She's modest.
She is.
She's got every reason to be immodest.
Right. And like her face was like so crushed when that one girl, I think her name is Jessa or something. I don't know. I can't really get all the names right. But she went on and on and on about how she didn't like her lingerie. And it was so rude and so mean. And you could just see her face, and I was like, that is so real. And when she said, you know, I really get along with women one-on-one, but then there's a group of them, I just feel lost. Hello?
I think all women are like that, aren't
yes,
they?
Yes, absolutely. It was just, it's just
because of stuff
so
like
refreshing.
That. Because
it's
there's always one.
Like that.
There's always at least one.
Yes.
And a lot of times now that's true with dudes.
And they have the attitude, like I know New Yorkers, they are actually real New Yorkers. That just they have that sophistication and that arrogance, and I just love it. I'm just
really good.
Loving it.
I don't know. I haven't heard any other rumors about any more retooling going on with any of the casts, but I know Andy's considering it. I know because I saw as much.
Yeah, and now that they're proving that it's working in New York City, I think we're going to see a lot more.
I hope so.
Because, you know, and I always was like, no, I want to know what happens with these women. But
see,
now I'm like, no, I don't.
Look at Salt Lake City.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
You have news?
Lord. So I went on to search, and I was going to type in B for below deck. But over on the side, it showed me recommending things that I might want to watch. And I started watching Ultimate Girls Trip Thailand. And guess who's on it.
Wait, did I not see that one?
No.
Who's
it's Heather and Whitney. And
I did see that one.
They literally started filming 2 days after Jen Shah pleaded guilty.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so
no, it's good. These Ultimate Girl Trips, I kind of dismiss them out of hand. But now I've watched a couple of them, and they are good.
And it's just
and mixing the women up.
Yes, it's like New York because it's brand new chemistry. It's brand new relationships. So yes, you find out a lot about Heather and Whitney and what happened and their fight. And like the first episode, you think that they're getting along, and then they're not.
We still didn't find out what happened to Heather.
Right. So I haven't watched that episode yet, but they did a preview and they said that. It shows them all saying, so what happened to your eye? I don't remember.
Yeah, she doesn't.
But the greatest was when Whitney told Leah, because that was the worst thing ever. So they bring Leah back from New York City. And the first thing Heather says to her is, how are you going to stay sober this week among these women? I'm here to support you. And then they show Heather going to the other women saying, how do we get Leah to drink? So Leah confronts her. And Whitney tells her, she goes, she's going to say, I don't remember saying that. Sure enough, she goes, I don't remember saying that. And Leah goes, roll the tape. And I love when they do that. And
I love Leah. I love Leah.
Love Leah. Love Leah.
I wish he could find something for Leah to do, like a show.
Yeah.
She's great TV.
She's great.
She's smart. She's funny. She's crazy.
Right.
I mean, she's
She wears weird clothes.
Proudly. I follow her on Instagram. She's very proud of the weird clothes.
Yes. But so now I'm introduced to all these women because there are certain Real Housewives franchises that I haven't really watched.
Right.
And so I didn't really know Portia and I didn't really know Gazelle and I didn't really know Candace.
That was a really good. So I'm waiting for the new one to come out because all that stuff went down and I don't know. I haven't seen any premiere date for it.
I haven't either.
And I know they're done.
And they just wrapped filming on another girls' trip that had Ramona. And that crazy Kelly, and good stuff.
So we got the one that's what's her face from New Jersey left. Caroline left.
Left because Brandy hit on her.
Yeah. So that I'm looking forward to that. I'll keep you posted if I see anything else on. I mean, I would think they're probably going to do all kinds of. This is a newer mansion they bought, but it's not theirs.
Right.
So, you know, they're going to do a bunch of stuff to it probably. So.
Yeah. And she talked about moving back to LA. Remember in the earlier episode, she was like, it'd be good for my career. And I think that's actually where his practice is. Did I make that up?
I think it is where his practice is.
I think it is. I think he's been commuting.
Yeah. Because he does, of course, a lot of work with what's his face?
Right. Adrian's ex-husband, Paul.
Yeah. Who I like.
I always loved him. Yes, absolutely.
All right. So now we got Luann and Sonia. Welcome to Crappie Lake, episode 4.
So
Nurse Luann de Lesseps embraces Benton's Testicle Festival.
Testicle Festival. Okay, my favorite part of the entire episode is they kept going back to that guy, and he's like, we come every year. We have a ball. They go back to him. Like they show something. They go back to him. He's like, every year we just go nuts.
I mean, all the play on words. That was great.
It was so fun. I loved every bit of it.
I've got to tell you that the most fish out of water is actually crazy Sonia.
Yeah.
That Luann is really trying to know these people and understand how they think and how they tick.
Well, you remember,
which I didn't expect.
No, but you know she's from, like, where is she from? Indiana or something?
Yeah, something like that.
She's part Indian.
You know, there was I can't remember the website that used to do recaps. It was so good. The whole website was good. They did recaps of reality shows and regular shows, and then they went out of business.
Oh.
And they had this whole inner monologue and backstory for Luann that was just hilarious.
Oh, my gosh. You have to find that. I would love to see that.
Oh, I'll have to look it up. Yeah, because
I
was heartbroken whenever the website was a bigger website. It had, like, Wonkette, who did basically reality show recaps of congressional hearings. It was really, just funny, embellished stuff.
Okay. Life is, what is the saying where they go, I don't know what it is. But did you see Mitch McConnell's freeze?
Yes. And you know what? You know what bugged me the most about that?
What's that?
Were his aides.
Yes.
They were really slow. It's like, I don't know anything about medicine, but, you know, the Twitterverse, doctors and everybody weighed in that everybody thinks it was a TIA, which is like a mini stroke.
Right.
And I mean, he came back later. He was better. Well, you know, they have doctors.
So he came back out.
Well, I mean, he was better.
And every time the reporter asked him something, he was like, huh? They said every question twice. And his only answer was, fine, sandbag. Fine, sandbag. Truth is stranger than fiction. That's the saying I was looking for. So it was like watching reality TV because it was like, this is not happening.
Well, now, poor Mitch, that video's being passed around, and it was like, somebody tweeted it and said, when you say, where are all my hoes at, and then all my hoes show up. And it's just Mitch standing there staring at the camera. It was like, oh, man.
You know what? Listen, I know we don't try to talk politics. We need term limits. We need to stop letting men stay in positions to their 100.
And if anybody wants to argue with me about that, like I did have that conversation with somebody, and they were like, what about Dianne Feinstein? And I'm like,
she needs to retire. She needs
to go. It's the same
thing
for everybody. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Red, blue, Republican, Democrat.
Too long.
When you are no longer cognitive and you are no longer
Strong
sharp.
Strom Thurmond, the last 10 years he served, was just rolled around in a wheelchair that I guess he managed to vote.
It's insane. And you know what?
He should have been living out his days on the veranda somewhere. And
we do not let this happen in private business.
And yeah, we can say this about president too. Right now. We have a bottom end age limit.
35. And the top end needs to be 75.
We need a top end.
Yeah.
Yeah, I absolutely do. Okay, so.
This is Eric and I fixing the world.
Well, you know what? Here's the conversation. Here's what I do if somebody politically opposite me wants to have a discussion. I zero in on all of the things that perplex us all with whatever flavor of elected official we want, which
Agreed.
Are term limits.
Yep.
The thing like the age.
Yep.
Special interest money.
Yep.
It's a common problem for everybody. The
Both
fact
sides.
That you get elected and immediately go to work on getting elected again when you haven't even done a damn thing yet.
Yep.
But the people responsible for changing those rules are those people.
Right.
And we can't, if we could all get along long enough to do a constitutional amendment.
Right.
Which is anything else we want to do politically, constitutional amendment wise, are divisive.
Right.
So these are things we agree on. Let's all agree to come together and fix this and shut those people down. Shut down the special interests. Shut down these career politicians. Hold them to some sort of a higher standard that they used to do on autopilot back in the day.
Yep.
This has just evolved and gotten worse and worse and worse and worse, and greed is worse and worse and worse. And it's, you know.
It's out of control. And, hey, it's not just Congress. I personally believe our Supreme Court justices need to have term limits.
Yep.
Put them on there for 20 years or
and
something.
What's funny is we're talking
Lifetime
about making ethics rules for Supreme Court
that justices. That they're fighting.
What and why do we even need to do that? That used to be such a lofty thing that everybody was on the Supreme Court was beyond reproach.
Right. Not anymore.
Not anymore.
No, and the ethics standards that they're trying to pass are the same ethics standards that every other federal judge must adhere to. Somehow you get up to the Supreme Court and it's free for all.
And then we find out all the shenanigans are going on.
Shenanigans.
All right, Vanderpump time. You ready?
Yes.
So I got a couple of stories. First of all, Lala was on a podcast this week. Humanity must prepare itself for assault on two fronts, the aliens, which we learned about yesterday. Okay. And I've never heard the term biologics before. Yeah.
I have not heard of this.
We evidently captured some creatures. Some alien creatures. According
How
to
did
someone.
I
It was
miss
a congressional
this?
Hearing, though. It wasn't like the National Enquirer or anything.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know how I missed
this. Go read up on it. It came out yesterday.
Ah.
That we have some creatures, I guess deceased, and some vehicles. It sounds like the whole Area 51 thing is true. It didn't say where they were, but that was always the story about Area 51.
Vehicles?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, go read up on it.
No, I look like Mitch McConnell. I have nothing to say.
Okay, so the aliens and Jax Taylor's renewed television presence.
Yes, I saw that. I'm so excited.
Okay, Vanderpump Rules spinoff starring Jax, Brittany Cartwright, and Kristen Doty will begin filming this week.
This week?
It's going.
Oh, I'm so excited. It'll be awesome.
So I'm just sad that we still don't have Stassi. But you know what? I don't know. And has Stassi said anything on her podcast that she doesn't want to do anything right now?
I haven't listened to her podcast, but I do know that she is no longer friends with Jax and Brittany because they stood her up for her wedding. Do you remember that whole...
Oh.
So I don't think that she would want to
film with
him.
Well, I don't think she'd be on that show, but I would still watch a her and Bo show all
day. I would too. But I'm excited to watch this spinoff. I will say I think it'll probably destroy Jax and Brittany's marriage. I think they did a very smart thing. Are they actually married or do they just...
No, they're married.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it would... I think them taking time away from reality TV was probably a really good idea.
It was
for
a good
them.
Idea.
And it's probably a good idea for everyone's marriage, to tell you the truth. But
well, it's true.
We'll see.
And then from TMZ, Tom Sandoval and Ariana Madix still not filming one-on-one for Vanderpump Rules because she says no.
Good. And although I did read that they did have a scene together.
They did.
There
but
was
there, it was just others. They were just in the same room. But they
think
had no interaction.
No, they didn't have any interaction.
And it was, and it, probably the explosion comes from Tom being mad.
Right, probably.
Because, you know, he is, the way we're treating him is just horrible. You can just hear Tom say it.
He deserves it.
So.
What about Rachel?
I got
where's
no
she?
Rachel news right now other than the latest update I got is she's thinking about just not.
Can we just talk about the dog?
Yes, let's talk about the dog.
I mean, that's.
And the dog has issues, by the way. This has torn the dog up. The dog has bitten several
of
people.
Course.
And the reason why, I guess, Rachel's mom was looking after the dog.
Right.
And the dog started biting her and everybody in the family and everything else. And so they did what?
Took it to the shelter.
Yeah.
And you do not want your dog at the shelter. It will not come out.
Right, I mean, it's just going to make it worse.
Makes it worse.
But the dog is back with James.
Which is what they should have done from the get-go.
Right.
He had lived with
Why
the dog.
Why did she take that out on James? Why wouldn't she have just given the dog to James?
It's awful. But I also saw that James and Allie broke up.
Oh, no.
I saw that she
I
dumped
just read
him.
A story the other day about how they're working on this house together that he bought. By the way, yeah. the house is so modest, and it's in the valley. It's not like...
Yes.
It's an older house.
Yes, very nice.
And he's fixing it up.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Yeah, I saw...
I would watch that on Home and Garden Television.
That'd be fun.
James Kennedy restores home.
It'd just be him yelling at every contractor who came through.
And then I just learned this week, and I hate shows like this. Was Love Island? I guess Ariana is on it. I don't do those shows.
No, but I did see
she's on it. I'm thinking she just makes a guest appearance to tell. She's
maybe.
Probably there to talk about fidelity.
I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't watch those. I don't. I've never done The Bachelor, Bachelorette, Love Island,
you know,
all those things. I can't. It's cringy.
There was a dating version or a couple thing like that of Naked and Afraid. Naked and Afraid of Love is what it was called.
Okay, that's awful.
And it was a scaled down version of Naked and Afraid. They had to go into the wilderness, but they were in the wilderness adjacent to a resort. And we watched one episode. We watched because we both said, "I hope it's not like Love Island." And we watched one episode. We went, "This is like Love Island," and we turned it off and we didn't go back.
So what do they do on Love Island? I mean, I've literally never watched it.
I mean, they pair up, and I know there's ones where there's exes. They have exes there, and they all date in front of each other. There are versions of that.
Whatever happened to that awful show you told me about where it was the moms and the sons?
I never finished it. I watched, so I don't know,
awful.
I watched six or seven. But by the time I watched six or seven episodes, I just didn't give a damn about any of them.
Right, and that's the thing.
They were
you
all,
have
the moms
care.
Were horrible, the sons were mm-hmm. horrible, and the way they were, it was just, it was ooh. It wasn't even the right kind of ooh. I was expecting ooh. Right, just because of the nature of the show. But it was ooh in a different way. It was just, you all need a life.
Right.
They were all trying too hard for camera time.
Yeah, I don't like that. So, you know, back to Whitney and Heather. It's so funny because in their little confessions, they're both throwing each other under the bus for playing to the camera.
Yeah.
And for letting the show change them. And it's so funny because they're really breaking that fourth wall. You know, they're not supposed to do that.
Honestly, yeah, that's a good way for you not to be on the shows anymore.
Right.
Because I think Andy keeps score on that.
I would too. You know, you're not supposed to talk about the fact that it's a show.
Now, they force women who don't get along. This is where it's not reality. They'll force women who don't get along to plan a lunch together.
Right.
But they don't tell them what to say or what to do. And then they just hope fireworks ensue. And
exactly.
Most of the time they do.
Exactly.
But at Vanderpump, I don't think they do that. I think Vanderpump is all...
Well, they're genuinely
organic.
Friends. And,
yeah.
You know, a lot of times you will hear just a tiny bit where they talk about during non-filming, that they don't have any communication, right? Every once in a while, like Heather said to Gina, well, I haven't heard from you in months. And, you know, and then you're like, oh, man, I thought you were really friends.
Yeah.
And I think that's why Vanderpump is so different, is because, you know, they really do all hang out together. They really
work
together.
And we really have watched them get older together.
Exactly. And I think that's why everyone was... Again, so involved in what happened.
My big thing is I wonder when they're going to. They're shooting it now. They generally shoot, I think, for like 6 weeks. So, I mean, that puts it into August. There was 1 year we had, it was around late fall, early winter Vanderpump Rules, and I'm wondering if we're going to get that again or if they're going to wait all the way until next winter.
They know that this is a hot show right now. And
they got to get it back out.
You got to get it back out. Public will lose interest. Something else will happen. You know, Trump will be on trial next year. Yeah. Everyone will be watching that.
Everybody's going to be watching that, not Vanderpump Rules. I think I probably wouldn't watch that. I would watch Vanderpump Rules instead.
The other one makes my
stomach hurt.
I can do both.
That's what a DVR is for. Okay, so what are you watching right now?
I did one episode of The Bear.
Okay, it's intense.
I didn't like it.
You did what, season one?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. No. You got to get through some stuff.
I know.
Stay with it.
I know.
Because season two is better than season one.
Okay.
It's intense, though. It is intense.
It is. So, you know, I have an 18-year-old at home. So anytime he wants to spend any time with us, it's yes, of course. So we came out and we're like, do you want to watch something? He's like, Squid Games. So we started watching Squid Games. Have you ever seen this?
No, I've only heard about it. I don't know that I want to see it.
It's fantastic. Did you ever years and years and years ago watch The Cube?
No.
Really intense show. Awesome. It was about these people who were playing a game and they're in a cube and they have to get out of the cube and I won't tell you what happens. But Squid Game, so that's what I've been watching. We are watching it in English. But, of course, it is...
A Korean show.
Right. So, you know, nobody's mouth. It's like when we used to watch Godzilla when we were little.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm watching it at night. I've had a couple glasses of wine. I'm too old to read subtitles.
Yeah. Reading
so
movies.
So that part of it's kind of weird. But that's what we've been watching all week. We've been watching this. And gosh, it's so good.
Okay.
Why didn't you want to watch it?
I don't know. I'm not a big fan of high-tension things.
Unless this is incredibly high tension.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't ruled it out, so I don't know. We finished Brothers and Sisters. Still highly recommend.
Well, I saw your post. Yes,
it's just a great show, and six seasons. It's a lot of episodes because it's regular TV, so it's like 20-something episodes for all of it. But I mean, we miss them now. They were like a part of the family
for the time that we missed
them.
Yeah. Oh, that's so awesome.
I mean, Sally Field, she just raised everybody else's game on that show.
Of course.
And so it's just quality. It's on Hulu. And then last night we started Jack Ryan because all the episodes were there for Jack Ryan season four,
yes.
Which it's all done now. Oh my goodness.
Good.
Fantastic.
Okay, well, since we didn't like The Bear, maybe we'll try that.
As good a season as any of them, and I'm hoping this is the end of the show. Four seasons is it on Amazon Prime. I'm hoping that they might want to do, it's starting to come into favor to do a movie afterwards. Like there may be a Peaky Blinders movie.
Right.
Especially now that Cillian Murphy is really hot because of Oppenheimer. And now we're about to start on Justified City Primeval. Because I watched Justified back in the day, but we watched it all together, and she loved it, and it's going to be great. Lincoln Lawyer, we're going to go ahead and wait another 2 weeks for the rest of the episodes to drop, and then we'll watch all of that. But Dark Skies on AMC, everybody should watch season one. Season two starts Sunday as we record this. It is a phenomenal television show, and nobody talks about it. phenomenal.
Yeah, I've never heard of it.
It's really, really good. All takes cool. place on the res, and it shows everything. And of course, Reservation Dogs comes out pretty soon. We'll be watching that. So it's good TV because enjoy it.
Right, right.
I did make a statement on my Facebook page a while ago. The producers, the AMPTP, Netflix, and they're all investing millions and millions of dollars in AI out in the open. They said, here's what we're doing. We're looking for AI directors. We're looking for people to compile AI stuff. And right now, the guilds are not asking us to give up our streamers, which is cool because, I mean, and that's great. I would absolutely not watch an AI-generated show.
No,
I'm just telling you right now, not ever. Not even if you do a deal with them for AI would I watch it.
No, me neither.
So, I mean, and it's different than animation.
Right.
These are where they replicate real humans based on the faces of the actors and stuff and their voice and everything else. I would not watch a second of it.
No.
And that's my boycott. That's my line in the sand.
So when do you think the strikes are going to end?
October or November at the earliest. They're going to have to feel some pain from the lack of network revenue and on the regular linear channels. And they'll probably get some drop-off because they don't have a... And they're going to start running out of new stuff
right.
that they're dropping on us right now. Great story in the LA Times this week about... Barbenheimer, and that in like Los Angeles, I think it was through in a lot of big cities.
Yeah,
you couldn't get a ticket.
Right, it was
either
huge.
Thing. People bought tickets to both, and it was the biggest box office weekend in a long time.
Yep.
And guess what? Crickets now. I mean, when these run their course,
there's nothing.
They're having to hold back because stars are the best promoters of their own work.
Right, and they're not doing anything.
And they're not going to do any promotion of anything. And so they've already put on the back burner a bunch of movies they were planning to release at Christmas time. And they're saying now April at the earliest. Blockbusters.
Yeah, that's
so
crazy.
When they start feeling that pain, they'll come back to the table. They won't even come to the table. Mm-mm. The AMPTP won't even come to the table.
Oh, it's just, so, you know, and I just wonder what's going to start to happen to the... L.A. economy.
Last time there was a SAG strike.
Right.
Not both. Because the last time both struck was 1960.
Yep.
The last time just SAG struck, L.A. lost $2.1 billion.
Yep.
The economy of Los Angeles lost $2.1 billion because there's so many things that go into that. And then the area restaurants and all the things that they run and buy stuff at. Stores to that, you know, for the caterers and all this other stuff and all the lighting people and all the
it's going to hit the entire economy. I mean, it's just trickle down. It's not just actors.
It's going to be it's going to be at least $2.1 billion.
The restaurants will start to suffer and all the things.
I read a story from somebody that did worked in the art department for stuff and she's about to give up her home that she's lived in for a while.
Oh, that's so awful.
And she had a really solid career up to now. Now she's not working.
Yeah. Oh, I'm glad my son's leaving L.A. next week.
So all the guild is asking us, there's a fund you can donate to. You can actually you can actually pay to send pizza to the picketers.
Nice.
Through the Screen Actors Guild, there's a page. But they're asking us to please share their message. Things, if you want to support them, you can share their message on social media. They're asking us not. You know, I did that Brothers and Sisters post the other night, and I kind of broke a rule.
Oh.
Although it's not new. It was an older thing. They don't want us to really push anything on our social media in support of them. I'm going to try as best I can to do that. But we do a whole podcast about it, for heaven's sake. So...
We support the writers and the actors.
Absolutely. So producers, get back to the table. All right, that's all the time we have this week.
Awesome.
Next week, more of this stuff. We have nothing new coming out, but our plate is full, and you got to do Below Deck still.
I went to search it.
For it.
I honestly, hand up.
She has reality ADD.
I just can't resist the Real Housewives.
I know. All right, well, we'll see everybody next week.
Ciao.